Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. I know you're trying to stay ahead of the bad guys, Randy, but thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Well, it's always good to have a break from running from the bad guys or chasing the bad guys.
Absolutely. And you know, I wanted to talk about a topic today, particularly with you because of your background and work at Microsoft. But they recently announced a vulnerability in their Internet Information Services line. And I guess I wanted to get some additional information on this attack.
Okay, yeah. Internet Information Services is commonly known as IIS. And the vulnerability has to do with the File Transfer Protocol component, FTP. So IIS is software that allows people to have their own websites, web servers. Right. And FTP is one means of uploading and downloading files. However, FTP was never designed with any security in it at all. It was designed to have a little bit of error checking to kind of make sure that the file gets there in one piece, but it wasn't designed with security. And throughout the years, FTP has been a huge attack vector that people have found all kinds of ways to exploit. Well, a lot of that stuff got patched and fixed, but not everything. And right. So in this case, for a lot of installations, the attack is really a denial of service attack, which means that it can render the web server useless as opposed to infecting it. I think in a couple situations, depending on the software you have, like IIS, I believe it was 5.1 and Windows 2000, which is at its end of life, really, right. Then you could actually upload and execute software, if I recall correctly, on this. So if you're using Windows 2000, you've got a lot of security headaches anyway, but this could potentially result in a denial of service attack, which still is not a fun day for you if you're the administrator.
Right. So I guess what's most vulnerable then to this type of exploit?
Well, right now, FTP on IIS 5.0, 5.1, 6.0, and 7.0 are vulnerable. The current version is 7.5, and that's not affected. It can be downloaded and installed on top of IIS 7.0, and then you'll have protection. But again, if you're running third-party software, which even though this is Microsoft, that's not the operating system itself. It's right. An application. You need to make sure that everything is current and up to date.
Now, is this something that if someone is running Windows will update automatically, or do they need to do a little bit more legwork to update this?
You know, I don't run a web server, so I've never actually checked to see whether or not IIS is updated automatically with Windows Update. I don't recall ever seeing IIS updates, although I might just not have noticed. Right. However, even with your standard Windows components, it's a good idea sometimes to just check and make sure that you've got the most current version.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's good advice. And I mean, specifically then with this attack, do we know what it's doing or what it's meant to do and who might be behind this?
Well, with the combination of the vulnerable IIS and Windows 2000, pretty much anything can be done if it's not configured securely. Right. Otherwise, what can be done is the denial of service attack, and there can be lots of reasons someone might do a denial of service attack. It could be revenge. They're mad at some website, might be a former boss of theirs that they're mad at. It could be for competitive advantage. Say we're going to release a new version of some software and we want to have a big web presence, and you hit us with a denial of service attack and customers can't get to our website. It could be extortion. I've got an online gambling site and I'm running IIS and I need people to get to my site to be able to do business. So someone hits me with the denial of service attack and renders my site useless and says, you know, give me $10,000 and I'll stop the attack.
Very interesting. And so it looks like that might be a possibility in this case, or?
You know, the possibilities are endless. The fact that the vulnerability is there means that people can be very creative about how they choose to exploit it. So it isn't a matter of someone found this and is doing this terrible stuff with it. It's someone found this and the world knows about it, so the bad guys can do whatever they want in terms of denial of service attacks. I mean, they can use it for any reason they choose.
Yeah, no, and I think your advice, you know, that you give time and again is, you know, make sure that the software is up to date, because obviously the present version of IIS is not affected. And so if people upgrade to that, then they shouldn't worry about any of this. Is that correct?
Well, always worry. When you stop worrying, then you've got a false sense of security. But yeah, and you know, I've mentioned Secunia software for home users because they've got a free vulnerability scanner. But you know, they're good people and they need to make money too. And it can be a real time saver for a business customer who wants to purchase their product to be able to make sure that they've got all their applications up to date. And I'm sure the Secunia will check IIS as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Any last notes on this topic before we go?
Just remember that it's not all about the operating system. Any software that you use, whether it's instant messaging from Google or Yahoo or Microsoft, which does get updated with Windows Update, you know, Apple QuickTime, Safari, WordPress, IIS, any software that isn't the operating system has the same potential for vulnerabilities that an operating system has. So always make sure that everything's up to date. And today might be a great day as you start a program, think, huh, I wonder if this is the most current version of the program.
Absolutely. Good advice as always, Randy. If you have any additional questions on this topic or any other, feel free to email Randy at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.